For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Tonight we're looking at increasing in the knowledge of God. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come to study the Word of God, learn from the Word, be taught by the Holy Ghost, to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, and may your blessing be upon each person here today. Lord, may they be helped by the Holy Ghost. And Lord, that we ask that you open our eyes, that we may behold wondrous things out of thy Word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Increasing in the knowledge of God, something the Lord wants us to do. Praise God. So let's firstly start at Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to verse 12. We'll read Colossians 1, verses 9 to verse 12. Starting at verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Praise God. This is a wonderful passage of scripture, and it shows to us God's will for our Christian walk. So as you read this, you take this as being, this is what God wants for you. The Lord wants these things for you. So what does he say here? He says that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He wants you to be filled with the knowledge of his will. Praise God. What his will is, he wants you to know it. He wants you to know his will. He wants you to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. See, this comes from the Lord. The wisdom, the spiritual understanding, they come from God. They come from the Lord. And he enlightens us as to his will. He shows us his will. We thank God because we have the Word of God. And the Word of God is his will. So if you want to know what God's will is on a matter, go to the Word. The Word is his will, and you'll find out what the will of God is. So he wants you to increase in the knowledge of his will. Be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. As a born-again Christian, you have a spirit that's alive, and the Lord talks to you. He indwells your spirit. The Holy Ghost indwells your spirit, and he speaks to you. He teaches you. And he teaches you what the Word of God means. As a Christian, this is something that belongs to you, is the ability to understand what the Word is saying, because it's a book that's spiritually understood. And he helps us to understand it. So he wants us to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And if you want to know what pleases the Lord, the scripture shows us in Hebrews 11, it says faith pleases God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So the walk of God that's worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing will be a walk of faith. So that's one thing we know that is God's will, that we walk by faith and walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. He wants us to be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing in the knowledge of God. So take that as the Lord showing you and saying to you that he wants you to increase in the knowledge of him. He wants you to know more about him, to know more about his will and his ways, and walk in it. And here the scripture says, strengthened with all might. Strengthened with all might. Now that strength from God belongs to you. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. So these things, they're of the Spirit, they're from the Lord. Patience and long suffering and joyfulness, they are from God. Giving thanks unto the Father. So a lifestyle of thanksgiving is the will of God. And when we do these things, we increase in the knowledge of God, because we know these things are God's will. They are God's will. So we're doing these things that are pleasing in his sight. Giving thanks unto the Father. Give thanks to God, which hath made us meet. So it's because of him we have been made partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So you have an inheritance. You have an inheritance. When we read these things in the scriptures, this, and we take it into our heart and believe it, this causes us to increase in the knowledge of God and his will. Increasing in the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So he's revealing his will to us through the word of God. When we take it and we believe it, it causes us to increase. It causes us to increase in the knowledge of God, and that's good increase. Praise God. So believe that, that he's your strength, that these things are from God, patience, long-suffering, joyfulness, and he wants you to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Glory to God. Now let's go to John 14. And we're going to read verses 6 and 7 in John 14. John 14, verses 6 and verse 7. And let's learn of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he said. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he's telling us important things here. Firstly, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he's telling us that there is no way to know God the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. No man will know the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And here, the Lord Jesus says to us that he's saying, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. If you know the Lord Jesus, then you know the Father also. The Lord Jesus Christ, he helps us and teaches us and reveals to us. The Father. So if we see the Lord Jesus Christ and we learn about him, we are learning about God the Father. Praise the Lord. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the only way to God the Father, to know, to that reconciliation with God the Father is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So he is the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there is no reconciliation with God the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason for that is because sin separates God and man. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he bore our sins. And in doing that, through receiving Christ as Saviour and being washed in his blood and receiving that new nature, there's reconciliation. The sin nature is taken away and replaced with a righteous nature that now is reconciled to God the Father, because that sin barrier is taken away. And we have been made, as born-again Christians, new creatures in Christ Jesus. So this is the will of God. This is the will of God. To know God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. To know the Lord Jesus and to know God the Father through him. And if we stay in this chapter and read verses 16 and 17... the Lord Jesus Christ said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." And that is a wonderful gift that the born-again Christian has, is that the Holy Ghost indwells their spirit. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, he is called here. He's also called the Comforter with a capital C. He indwells the spirit, the born-again spirit of the Christian. And he has been given to us, given to the church, the body of Christ, the children of God, given to be our comforter, our teacher, our guide, the one who leads us and guides us into all truth, who helps us and comforts us and teaches us about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost teaches the Christian about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's wonderful, isn't it? So we have the Holy Ghost. He teaches us about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is with us. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he teaches us about God the Father. Now the Holy Ghost, he speaks to us what Christ and the Father say. That's what the scripture says. He shall not speak of himself, but that which he shall hear, he shall speak. So what Christ and the Father want you to know, the Holy Ghost tells you. Praise God. So he talks to you, he tells you what the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father want you to know. He helps you, he guides you. If you listen to him, you will always go the right way. You listen to him, be led by the Spirit of God. He leads you into all truth and increasing in the knowledge of God. So listen to him. Listen to him. Be led by the Spirit, as Romans 8:14 says. Be led by the Spirit. And he helps you to understand what the will of God is and to understand what the Word is saying. You see, the Word of God has lots of layers to it. It is spiritually discerned. And the born-again Christian has the capacity to understand what the Word is saying, because it is a divine book. It's God's Word to us. It is spirit and it is life, it says. So you can read it and you can come back and read it again, and the Lord will show you something new from the same verse that you've read. You could have read it over and over and then come back to it, and the Lord will show you something new. And particularly so when you meditate on it, when you really think about it and digest it, He will show you things from the Word of God. So many layers in the Word of God, praise the Lord. So He's given it to us, and remember, it is His will. His Word is His will, and He wants you to be filled with the knowledge of His will. So as you study the Word, approach it like that. I'm finding out what the will of God is. Praise the Lord. I'm finding out what God's will is. And specifically in your life, He also guides you as well, because He wants you to walk in His will, specifically in the details of your life. You see, and if you need wisdom in a situation, the book of James tells us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So ask Him, say, I want to know what your will is in this specific situation. Please show me in Jesus' name, and He will reveal that to you. He will reveal that to you. And you quiet yourself down and you listen to what the Holy Ghost is telling you. And you know His voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So you, as a Christian, know His voice. You know it. Believe that you know what He is saying to you. You know His voice. So we've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Ghost indwelling in us, and we know Him. We know Him. Christians know Him. He teaches us about Christ. Praise the Lord. And guides us every day in our life. Our duty is to follow Him. He's not a person who pushes us to do anything. Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. That means He leads and we follow. He never pushes. The choice is always ours to follow. The Lord is not a person who pushes people to go in a certain way. It's always our responsibility to hear and follow Him. As the sheep, which we are, follow the shepherd. Praise God. So let's have a look at Philippians 3, verses 9 and 10. Philippians 3, verses 9 and 10. And the word says, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. So God, He wants us to know Christ and to know what the power of His resurrection is and what it means to us. There's power in Christ's resurrection, the scripture tells us. The power of His resurrection, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection. As a born-again Christian, you have the power of Christ's resurrection at work in your life. The power of Christ's resurrection is at work. And above all, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. You know, the Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So God, and that's because the Lord, he wants us to do that. He wants us to know him intimately, to follow hard after him, fast after him. That's where we stay safe and in the will of God and walking in the blessing of God, is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He takes care of everything else. He wants us to follow him and do what he wants us to do in obedience, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Praise God for the power of his resurrection. The righteousness that we have is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. We were made righteous by the faith of Christ and by receiving Christ by faith. Praise God. It's a wonderful and precious gift. So he wants us to know the power of Christ's resurrection, which is at work in you right now. The power of his resurrection. So be rejoicing over that. The power of his resurrection is at work in you. You are strong in the Lord. And the power of his might. Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You have the Lord in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So all that's involved and included in our salvation and living as victorious Christians, the Lord wants us to know about it and walk in it. You know, if you remember on Sunday, we read the scripture, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So know the truth. Thy word is truth. Know the word. It is his will. Know it, and it makes you free. He wants us to live as victorious Christians. That sounds good. Victorious Christian. Praise God. Victorious Christian. See yourself as a victorious Christian in life. Praise God. Have a look at 1 John chapter 2, and we'll read verses 3 to verse 6. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. That he is the Lord Jesus Christ. So God wants us, his children, to walk even as he walked. So how did Christ walk? Christ walked by faith and in obedience to God the Father. By faith and in obedience to God the Father. So walk even as he walked. And we see from the scriptures that God has said to us that if we keep his commandments, we do know him. We do know him. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So what has he said? What did Jesus say? He said the two greatest commandments are to firstly love God with all your heart and your soul and your mind, and secondly, to love your neighbour as yourself. He said that they are the two greatest commandments, and he said that on those two commandments hang all the other commandments. Love God firstly with all your heart and your soul and your mind, and secondly, love your neighbour as yourself. So if we keep his commandments, we do know God. You know, the Bible says God is love. God is love. Both of those commandments are love commandments. They are love commandments. God is a loving God. He is love. And he has given you his love. The Bible tells us he has shed, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So those commandments that he's told us, we can do it with joy. Love God firstly, love our neighbour as ourselves. We can do it. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. So keeping his word, the Bible tells us, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. When you're walking in love, you're walking in the will of God. When you are walking in love, you know, love covers a multitude of sins. When you're walking in love, you are walking in the will of God. Praise the Lord. So let's walk in love as Christians. Walk in love. Praise God. So we walk even as he walked, in faith, obedience to God the Father, and in love. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's go to James 1. Verses 21 and 22. James 1, verses 21 and 22. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So, two things we need to do, and that is be a hearer of the word, and let it become engrafted into us. So the word engrafted, graft, you understand, like grafting in a plant or grafting in a tissue the way they do medically. Grafted becomes engrafted into you. It becomes a part of you. You hear the word and you let it become engrafted into you. So receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. It's able to be saved. And the Bible says, be ye transformed, in Romans 12, verse 2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it's able to save your soul. The word of God, the engrafted word, it changes you. Praise God for the better. It changes you for the better. Makes you more Christ-like. Praise God. Conform to the image of his Son. So praise God. That's wonderful. So I said two things we need to do. Hear the word of God. Receive it with meekness. Let it be engrafted into you. And secondly, be ye doers of the word. So hearers and doers of the Word of God. You see, if someone says, I'm a hearer of the Word of God, but they're not a doer of the Word, the Bible says that person is deceiving their own selves if they're not doing it. So he's given us his Word. Walk ye in it, the Bible says. Walk even as he walked. So he wants us to be hearers and doers of the Word of God. And as Christians, we're able to do that. We have a new nature within us. We have the help of the Lord. We have the love of God in us. God himself is with us. He is with us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, the Word says. So we're able to be doers of the Word of God. It's not a hardship. We're able to be doers of the Word of God with patience. Now, we read earlier in the scripture, patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, all these things God has given to us to help us to be consistent doers of the Word of God in face of the trials and challenges of life. Be doers of the Word of God. Praise God. Hearers and doers. And in doing that, we obey his commandments and we know God more and more. Doing these things, walking in obedience and love. Praise God. And let's turn over to James 4 and verse 8. And the Lord says in James 4, 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So here the Lord promises us that he will draw nigh to you when you draw nigh to him. So when you seek God, you draw nigh to him, God meets you. He meets you when you draw nigh to him. You draw nigh to God through spending time in his word, spending time in his presence, spending time in prayer. All these things are involved in drawing nigh to God. Praise the Lord. And you know, the Lord, he loves to spend time with you because he loves you. You're his precious child. He loves spending time with you. He wants you to know about him. We read that earlier in Colossians. So draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. So you go to God. You spend time with him. And by faith, and receive that he's drawing nigh to you. You can thank him for that. You can say, I am drawing nigh to you, Lord. Thank you for drawing nigh to me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So he says that to us and to walk in obedience to him. The Word of God has the answers to everything in life. The answers to everything is found in the Word of God. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Let's read 2 Timothy 2, 15. And here the Lord tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So study of God's word is important. The Bible tells us. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman, so consider yourself as a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that rightly dividing the word of truth is to do with the spiritual understanding of the word of God, not wrenching one scripture out of context, comparing scripture with scripture, to have a right and Christ-minded understanding of the word of God, rightly dividing the word of truth. So praise God. You know, as you study the word and you allow the Holy Ghost to teach you, he leads you in the right way, you see, in obedience and love. If you are a genuine seeker of truth, of the word of God, the Lord will reveal to you what the word of God is saying. You see? But if a person is determined to walk in disobedience, that's when they get into error. They could read one thing and totally misinterpret it, and so many people have made strange doctrines, like just by wrenching something out of the word of God and taking it out of context, and you can guarantee that that person is not wanting to even be obedient in their life properly to the will of God, or even to want to know him properly. So coming to God with the right heart attitude is important. One of obedience, one of saying, Lord, teach me from the word. Show me these things. Correct me if I need correction. So having that humble approach and humility before the Lord is important. When you come to him with a humble attitude, he's able to do things with you. He's able to help and to work and help you and give you what you need. That's the opposite of a proud approach that won't be corrected. So if we want to know God, we have to come to him with that humble heart. Praise God. The humble heart. It's of great price in the sight of the Lord. So let's turn to Proverbs 1, just two more scriptures. Proverbs 1 verse 7. Proverbs 1:7. Which says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the fear of the Lord is essential. And that fear of the Lord is the reverential fear of God. It's that hatred of evil. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. It's loving what God loves and hating what God hates. Hating evil. The reverential fear of the Lord, knowing that he is the Lord. He is worthy of the reverential fear of God. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if there's no fear of the Lord, there's no knowledge. Straight away, we can understand that. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So for the person who does not have the fear of the Lord, then there's no hope for that person to have any knowledge of God and his ways if there's no fear of the Lord there in their life. And the second part of the verse says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the person who despises wisdom and instruction, we're talking about godly wisdom and instruction, is a fool, the Bible says. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we're his children. Let's come to God with the fear of the Lord, that reverential fear of the Lord, And that fear of the Lord acknowledges that He is God. He's worthy of our praise, our adoration, our love, our worship. And we acknowledge that He knows more than we do. Praise God. He knows more than we do. And finish with Matthew 11. And finish with Matthew 11, verses 27 to verse 30. And the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, 27 to 30, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So the Lord wants us to walk with Him. Walk with Him. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Now, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So learn of me, the Lord says. Learn of me. Increasing in the knowledge of God is learning of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Learn of me," He says. Praise God. So let's think about these things and we'll close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. He dwells in our hearts by faith. He is our precious Saviour. We thank you, Lord. He's our Master. We thank you. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and worship you, Lord Jesus. You are always with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father, that we are reconciled to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you that we have the Holy Ghost indwelling us. We thank you that He is our teacher, our comforter. He leads us in the way that we should go. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are with us, Lord. And we thank you that you want us to know you and to know your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to finish with a chorus and Pastor Craig will take us around it.
Thanks, Samantha. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is a good word, and I think we can glorify the Lord for that word. I invite Sarah and we'll... Thanks, Sarah. We'll sing "It's a New Day." The new day of the Lord. So look forward to every day in the Lord. Every day is a wonderful time. So let's look forward to that new day tomorrow. Glory to God. 1, 2, 3. It's a new day, it's a new day, it's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day, it's a new day, it's a new day of the Lord. A day of joy and gladness, of victories to be won. A day of walking hand in hand with Jesus Christ, God's Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a final prayer and confession, and Samantha is going to lead us in that. Thanks, Samantha.
Let's turn to Psalm 105. Psalm 105. And the word says in verse 4, Psalm 105, verse 4, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. So let's say this to the Lord if you repeat after me. I seek the Lord.
I seek the Lord.
And his strength.
And his strength.
I seek his face.
I seek his face.
Evermore.
Evermore.
Praise God.
Praise you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for each person here today. Lord, bless them abundantly, Lord. And Lord, quicken to their hearts the word of God heard tonight. Lord, bless each one abundantly, Lord. And I thank you, Father. Lord, guide them and help them, Lord, to walk in victory and blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.